Linda, a Centenary Development Enabler for Baptists Together.
And I'm Helen Cameron, Research Fellow at the Centre for Baptist Studies at Regent's Park College, Oxford. Together, we are the co-leaders of Project Violet.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Project Violet podcast. Project Violet is a research project investigating women's experiences in ministry whilst developing women ministers. We are trying to understand better the theological, missional, and structural obstacles women ministers face and identify ways forward.
In this second season, we will introduce you to some of the women who have taken part in the project and the research they have done.
We hope that listening to these episodes will help you engage with the findings of the project, which can be found on the Project Violet website.
Today, I'm welcoming onto the Project Violet podcast, Afi Kirk. Welcome, Afi.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's good to be here.
I'd like to start by asking you what your current ministry role is.
I'm currently the sole pastor at Blackheath and Charlton Baptist Church in Southeast London.
Okay. And can you tell me a bit about the church? What is it?
It's a community church. It's a community church, multicultural. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, it was about 90-95% Caucasian. Mm-hmm. But in the last 15 years, it's become very multicultural. Some people would even describe it as almost black majority.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Great. Thank you. So we're interested in people's stories of how they came into ministry. Would you like to just share how you came into the Baptist ministry?
Yes, my call came in 2000, shortly after my conversion. And I found myself, after having been on mission in Spain for a while, in Tadworth, in a church called Merland Rise. And there the minister realized that accreditation was something that I needed to pursue. And so he commended me for college, for training. And because it was the church had a brethren underlings, so they wouldn't really sort of be able to support female leadership. So I went to college, not really knowing what to expect, except that I had a call and this was it. And Spurgeon's College very kindly placed me in a Baptist church, and having come to understand the Baptist tradition, it felt right to actually pursue Baptist ministry. And so here we are.
Okay. Oh, that's a very interesting journey. So the call came before the Baptist bit then.
Oh, yes.
That's great. Now, you were part of the the third group of Project Violet co-researchers. Can you share with us the question of the issue that you looked at in your research?
So I was looking at how we can understand better the financial barriers that impact women as they seek accreditation or even consider accreditation once their calling is recognized. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And why was that topic important to you?
Well, I suppose having been at college and seeing some of the disparities between those who can afford training and those who are somewhat challenged financially, and the impact that that has on them, sometimes on their families, and also their ability to really engage with what's going on in the lecture hall. Sometimes they would come in from night duty, having worked all night, and are having to sometimes take caffeine or whatever else they can to stay awake. Some even end up falling asleep. But also the impact it has on the academic ability to really produce the work that they would like to produce. So it's a multifaceted issue in as much as the impact was so significant. And hearing my colleagues talk about it, it just made me realize that perhaps although this had been an area that was very well resourced previously, it is currently not the case, and it was under the radar and needed to be looked at again.
Thank you. Yes, I can see why that was so important to you. So can you just share a bit about how you went about doing your research?
It was really, I think, I suppose it began once I had decided on the topic to then look at some of the issues that I saw affecting my colleagues, and then speaking to some potential participants, hearing their stories, and then getting their permission to interview them for the project. Yes.
Okay. So it was interviewing other women and just listening to what has happened to them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's really, really helpful. So I guess the big question is, why do you want people to read your research?
I would probably say that it speaks into an area that probably isn't getting the attention that it needs. As a Baptist family and also community of believers, we have a responsibility to invest in each other and add value to each other's lives. And if there's an issue that is impacting some of our brothers or sisters, particularly sisters in this area, because it is about women, ability to be the best that they can be and respond to their call in a way that enables them to impact lives, then I believe it is important that we look at this.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, thanks very much for sharing with us today, Afi, and we encourage people to go to the website and download your report.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Project Violets podcast. We invite you to go to the website and download the reports if you have not yet done so. Go to www.projectviolet.org.uk.
And don't forget to tell others about the Project Violet podcast. You can follow us on Facebook and X, formerly Twitter.